Praise Lord, my brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Spirit's podcast ministries. Today's morning words for a devotion is taken from the book of Hosea, chapter 14. Hosea, chapter 14. O Israel, return to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously, for we will offer the sacrifices of our lips. Assyria shall not save us. We will not ride on horses, nor will we say anything anymore to the work of our hands. You are our gods. For in you the fatherless finds mercy. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from him. I will be like the dew to Israel. He shall grow like the lily and lengthen his roots like Lebanon. His branches shall spread, his beauty shall be like an olive tree, and his fragrance like Lebanon. Those who dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall be revived like grain and grow like wine. Their scent shall be like the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do anymore with idols? I have heard and observed him. I am like a green cypress tree. Your fruit is found in me. Who is wise? Let him understand these things. Who is prudent? Let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walks in them, but transgressors stumble in them. Hallelujah! Wonderful words. The Lord is talking, is speaking to his tribe, Ephraim, his children. Hallelujah! The word of the Lord starts with the beholding tone. O Israel, return to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. The reason of your fall, the reason how you have stumbled. The Lord is pointing out the reason of your fall. What had made you to stumble? Your iniquities had made you to stumble. O Israel, are you hearing the word of the Lord? The Lord speaks to you. The Lord says that you have stumbled because of iniquity. And the Lord is giving you, hallelujah, a returning call. He's giving you a returning call. He wants to unite with you. Hallelujah. He wants you to be reconciled with him. The lost relationship he wanted to build. He doesn't want you to be in a lost world. He wants you to be enjoying his salvation. He wants you to be under his wings, under his protection. The Lord is calling you to return to him. Return towards him. You have fallen because of your iniquity, of your transgressions, of your sins, which had made you to stumble. But the Lord is gracious. He is merciful God. He is a loving God, and he is calling you to come back to him. Hallelujah. It is a great gift that the Lord calls a person. Hallelujah. He is the Lord God Almighty. He is the one who had created everything. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Such a God is giving an invite. He is giving an invite to return to him. Hallelujah. He wants to return to him clean. Cast away all your idols. Hallelujah. Cleanse your hands. Make yourself free of sin. Free of any transgressions. Free of any iniquities. And come to him. Verse 2. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously. For we will offer the sacrifice of our lips. Hallelujah. And what does the verse, second verse say? Second verse is asking you to plead to God, asking you to beseech to the Lord and pray to God and say that, Lord, take away my iniquity. I want to return to you. Take away my iniquity and be gracious upon me. Receive me graciously, for I will offer the sacrifice of my lips. I will offer the sacrifice of my lips. For you are the Lord who is pleased, not in my money, not in my wealth, not in my possessions, not in the offerings that I make, how much of a service that I do to the people around me, but you are pleased. Hallelujah. You are pleased in the offering of my lips. I will give you the praise and adoration. I will glorify your holy name amidst of the congregation. For your name is glorious. Your name is worthy to be praised. Blessed is your name, Lord. Hallelujah. And I will worship you. I will praise your name. I will praise your name. I will pray to you. I will seek your face. And I will pray. I will keep praying. That is the offering in which you are pleased with, Lord. You are pleased in the offerings, hallelujah, in the fruit of my lips, Lord. Yes, Lord, you are not the God who is pleased in materials, who's not pleased in my money. Hallelujah. You are not a God who can be pleased with any of the things that I possess. But I will offer myself to you, Lord. I will offer the sacrifice of my lips. An offering of my lips. I'll sing your songs. I'll worship you. I will glorify your holy name. And I'll keep talking about you. I'll confess my sins. And I'll proclaim your holy name. That is what you are pleased with, Lord. Hallelujah. And from verse 3, the Lord wants you to confess that the people are nothing. The confidence and the trust that you have built on mankind will be nothing. That's why he wants you to confess and say that Assyria shall not save us. Assyria, the people of Assyria, the kingdom of Assyria will not save us. We will not ride on horses. Let you have horses in plenty. Let you be, hallelujah, a ruler of the world. You may be having horses and elephants and chariots, but nothing is going to save you. Hallelujah. If the Lord doesn't will to save you, you shall not be saved. If the Lord is not gracious upon you, you shall not be saved. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, that's what the Lord wants you to confess. He wants you to confess that Assyria will not save us, nor our horses will save us. Hallelujah. Nor will we say anymore to the work of our hands. We will not be glorifying about the work of our hands. Hallelujah. For we know that how much ever we try to sharpen our skills, how much ever we try to glorify ourselves, it shall be nothing. Apostle Paul says that I will consider all things as nothing and rubbish in comparison to the glory, in comparison to the kingdom of God. I'll consider all other things as nothing. All other things as nothing. Hallelujah. In comparison to the glory, hallelujah, of God. In comparison to the love of God, I'll consider everything as nothing. Everything is nothing. It's futile. It's nothing. Hallelujah. As Solomon says in the Lamentations, hallelujah. Everything will fade away. Whatever I see under the sun, it's in vain. It's nothing. It's vain. Whatever I say, whatever I toil under the sun, it shall be in vain. Hallelujah. But what is unchanging is the love of God and the kingdom of God. So let me seek the kingdom of God first, and all these things shall be added to me. All the riches of this world shall be added to me. The work of my hand will be blessed. When my lips do the praises, when my lips do the offering and this hallelujah and the worship, then the work of my hand will be praised. The work of my hand will be blessed. Let me first give the offering of my lips to the Lord, and the Lord will bless you. Let me not trust in mankind. Hallelujah. Let you not have your confidence or your trust built on a mankind. It is in vain. It is futility. No man is going to save you. Your Savior is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only one who is your Savior and your protection. Nobody can come to save you. Because a creation cannot be protected or saved by another creation. But the Creator is the one who is ultimate and who has authority upon you. Who is the greatest physician? Who is the greatest healer? Who is the Savior? Who died for you and who rose again, as he said. He can give you life and a future. Your future is Jesus Christ. Your future is the Lord. You might have lived a life like you have wished, according to your will, according to your desire. But today the Lord is calling you to return towards him. He's graciously, he wanted to give you a life. Wanted to add you back to his flock. Hallelujah. Yes. And the Lord also want to say that for in you the fatherless finds mercy. And verse 8, Ephraim shall say, what have I to do anymore with idols? What have I to do anymore with idols? When the Lord is saving you, when the Lord is giving you his salvation, when he had redeemed and delivered you, what does the idols do in your life? What are you doing with idols? Aren't they futile? Aren't they mute? Aren't they deaf? How can your idols save you? The Lord is a living God. He is the one who had saved you. He is the one who had formed you. He is your creator. And he has promised a kingdom, an eternal kingdom, an everlasting kingdom, everlasting life to you. How much are the idols in which you believe? How much are the idols in which you trust? It is an abomination to the Lord. Do not trust and worship idols. Whatever things that are holding you back from coming close to God, kick that off. Dust it off. For the Lord is not pleased with anything that is of higher priority than him in your life. Whatever you may find as a stumbling block to you in your life, whatever is a stumbling block that is stopping you from reaching God, God wants you to open your eyes and kick that off before that will take dominion upon you. Invite the Holy Spirit to fight a good fight. Hallelujah. And defend you. For God is a gracious God, sovereign in authority and ultimate in power, most superior. Hallelujah. The providence. Oh, hallelujah. Call upon his name. Call upon his name. Seek his face that you shall live. God wants to give you life. He wants to add blessings to your life. A great future he wants to give you. But will you return to him? God wants you to leave away all your iniquities. Leave away all your transgressions. And taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Yes. If you do, the verses 1, 2 and 3, if you make those verses as a lifestyle, if you start imploring the presence of God, if you're ready to walk away from your sins, from your iniquities and come to the gracious God, then the Lord says from verse 4, in verse 4, read it. The Lord says, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely. For my anger has turned away from him. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from him. I will be like the dew to Israel. I will be like a dew to Israel. He shall grow like the lily and lengthen his roots like Lebanon. How much God is concerned about you. How beautifully he describes. He will help you to establish. He will help you to stand tall. That your roots have been rooted deeply like Lebanon. And you shall grow like lily. You shall grow like lily because the Lord God Almighty, he is your dew. He is the morning dew. And he will make you to flourish. He will make you to prosper. But when you decide to follow him, when you decide to return from your sins, return from your iniquities, and seek the face of the Lord, implore his presence truly with all your heart. Let not your confidence be built upon mankind. Trust in God. The confidence that you build on mankind is in vain. No man is going to help you. If God doesn't will, no man is going to help you. There are kings who have been toppled, rulers who are toppled. If God doesn't will, if God doesn't have grace upon you, no matter how many people you earn, how many people you know in your life, all that becomes futile. Futility upon futility. Hallelujah. Amen. And verse 5, yeah, verse 6, his branches shall spread, his beauty shall be like an olive tree, and his fragrance like Lebanon. Your branches shall spread. You will be flourishing. You will be thriving. His beauty shall be like an olive tree. Your beauty will be like an olive tree. Evergreen. Standing tall. That is the blessing of the Lord. And his fragrance like Lebanon. Like the salt of the sea. The Lord is giving a word, that fragrance of Lebanon. Everybody will know about you. The Lord is concerned about you. The Lord is concerned about your personality, about your character, how you will be to this world, how you will be reflecting his nature in this world. That is what the Lord is concerned about. He's blessing you with the blessing that you yourself wouldn't have expected of. Hallelujah. The Lord will do more than what you ask. Many folds of blessings will be following you if you walk in the path of uprightness. If you walk in the path of righteousness, the Lord will bless you. Yes, it is not just to you, but also to all those who come to your presence, who come to your shadow. The Lord is also going to bless them. Because when David became radiant, when David was growing strong and strong, hallelujah, the Lord also blessed all those people who were around with David. All those people who had fellowship with David, even they grew, even they were blessed. Hallelujah. Yes, likewise, the people who come to your shadow, even they shall be blessed. Nations will be blessed because of you. Because of one righteous man, the Lord will defer the calamity. Because of Abraham, Lot and his family were saved from a great destruction. Because of Noah and family, because the Lord was gracious upon Noah and his family, since the Lord had saved all the creatures of the world. Because of one man, the city will be saved. Because of one righteous man, the Lord found that Abraham was righteous. Hence the Lord saved the family of Lot. The Lord was gracious upon Moses, so that Miriam had spoken ill about Abraham, about Moses. The Lord restored the health of Miriam when Moses prayed. Your righteousness is much, much important. As you are a child of God, God expects more from you. God wants you to lead a righteous life. Walk not in evil ways. Walk not in wickedness. It might be a temporary solution, but do not encourage evil things, evil thoughts. Do not encourage what is abominable to the Lord. Be always a person who is close to the heart of God, who knows the will of God, who will walk in His statutes. In this world, there are temptations. There are temptations in this world. But the Lord doesn't say that I will keep you away from all temptations, but I will give you the power that you will overcome and escape all temptations. For the temptation of man is common. Temptation is common to all men. But the Lord will give us the grace and the power to overcome and to stand tall and stand firm in His presence, in His love, in His relationship. Hallelujah. And verse 9 says, who is wise? Let him understand these things. The Lord is not compelling you or forcing you, but the Lord is giving you a warning call. It is kind of a warning call, an opportunity to come back and restore yourself. For your restoration is giving an invite. He's giving an invite for you to come and be united with Him. So what the Lord says, who is wise? Let him understand these things. Who is prudent? Let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but transgressors stumble in them. The transgressors will stumble in them, but the righteous will walk in them. For the way of the Lord is right. The way of the Lord is always right. You cannot find any fault with God. The way of the Lord is always right. If you are prudent, if you are wise, then you will understand. If you are prudent enough, then you will understand the wisdom of God. If you are wise, you will know that the Lord is knowledgeable. Hallelujah. And if you walk uprightly, the Lord will be gracious upon you. He is ready to restore you. But will you kick away the iniquities? Will you walk away from your sins? The Lord is accepting you right away. The Lord is ready to accept you. But will you keep that condition? Will you be a person whom God can approach? Whom God can interact? Will you be that person who will fulfill the desires of the Lord? For the Lord has a greater expectations with you. He has a greater plans with you, a greater purpose for you. But God wants you to be worthy enough to fill you with His blessings. God wants you to be worthy enough to receive His blessings. That's why He is giving a warning to you. For this chapter starts with the verse, O Israel, return to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Realize, the Lord is making you to realize that you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Come back to the Lord. Return to Him and He shall redeem you. He shall deliver you and bless you with all the words that He had said. God bless you. Amen. Have a great day.